The huts in the village are small and neat, but nondescript. Mud walls, some roofs are thatched, some corrugated, roosters crow, a line of ducks waddle down the road. The dust red like bricks. The village, Pearsonpally in Bengal, seems an unlikely locale for an art biennale. This is Sandeep Roy in Bolpur, and this is artist Mitu Sen telling us about her project, I Am Olchiki, for the Bengal Biennale.
I can only say like Ing Dong Olchiki, what it means, I am Olchiki.
Olchiki is the name of a script. The mud walls of some of the houses are painted black like a blackboard, and the letters and numbers of Olchiki are drawn in white on them. It's as if the whole village is a school and the houses are blackboards, says Sen. I Am Olchiki is an installation that's part of the first ever Bengal Biennale, which opened in Bolpur Shantiniketan, a few hours outside Kolkata. Festival curator Siddharth Shivakumar says the first ever Biennale has a clear focus.
The focus was more to bring people to Bengal and to also expose our art to the visitors.
And while Bengal has its own schools of art, I Am Olchiki is alphabet, not art. It would be like covering a house in San Francisco with A, B, C, D. Cool, perhaps, but is it groundbreaking art? Well, Olchiki is different. The Santals are one of the oldest indigenous tribes of India. They have been here thousands of years. Their language is spoken by 7 to 8 million people. But when it came to writing, it was written in Bengali or Roman or other scripts. Sen says the dominance of languages like English was huge.
The hierarchy of languages, the lingual politics, and how we are dominant by the, you know, that colonizer's language.
But not all the sounds of the Santal language could be captured by English or Bengali letters. So a Santal scholar named Raghunath Murmu came up with the Olchiki script in 1925, a 100-year-old script for a language that's thousands of years old. But even now, very few Santals can read the script. By painting it on the houses, Sen says she's hoping to help them reclaim their own script from cultural loss.
It is a cultural loss if they don't revive. It's a reclaiming because it's already there. So therefore, they need a reclamation.
Sen is not a Santal, but she worked with some young women from the village. Her co-artist, Shonashi Lohar, born in a village nearby, speaks the language and says they kept it all very indigenous.
কাঠের গুঁড়ি আমরা দিয়েছি, বালি একটু মিশ্রিত করেছি, মানে এই ভাবে আমরা মাটিটাকে.
He says they mix clay with local materials like wood, the stalks and husk of paddy and sand to get the perfect smooth finish on the wall. The correct black was trickier, says Sen. She says Lashkar called her in a panic. The black was looking too ashen.
Strongly, we must use only organic colors. Mm-hmm.
But I had committed to only using organic materials, says Sen. Well, can we cheat a bit, pleaded Lashkar. If I add some tire parts, we can get a more blacker black.
Ekta cheat kora jay majhe majhe.
Well, perhaps we can cheat a bit, laughs Sen. Let's just call it artistic license. The best thing about this art project, says Sen, is that its audience isn't just city people like us visiting art biennales. The people of the village are excited, trying to read their own language on their own walls.
Already, like, the villagers coming and trying to read like a couple of letters and alphabets and asking, like adults, they're asking, what is that? And can you read it for me? And they are taking help of the others, you know, like young kids.
Nobody wanted her to draw pretty patterns like flowers and vines.
Now, after doing this thing, like other people houses are coming, houses are coming, they say like, can you make my look, edidi, amader gari ta kore de. So it was wonderful.
That, she says, is her biggest reward. An even bigger reward might be to come back and find that next time The houses are painted not just with letters, but with entire lines of poetry. But one step at a time, or one letter at a time, as two young women from the village, Mungli and Lakshmi, read it letter by letter. The writing, as they say, is on the wall.
O, or, og, ang, ol, a, ak, at, am, au, e, is, in, ir, in, a, et, f, at, n.
This is Sandeep Roy in Bolpur for KALW.
Last letter?
Last letter.
Last letter.